Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listening.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Bob McTeer being back on the show. Dr. Robert McTeer is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999 when he was still a member of the Fed and still a voting member of the Federal Open Market Committee. He's a former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank. Spent 30-plus years with the Fed organization, former chancellor of the Texas A&M University System, and also and currently is a senior fellow with the NCPA, National Center for Policy Analysis. He's our good friend Bob McTeer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
I did all that from memory. How'd I do?
Great.
I'm on the road sometimes. I'm on the road today. I'm broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands. Bob, you're a Texas guy. You're up in the Dallas area, and I'm down here in Texas. And so I don't have all my information with me like I usually do when I'm in my studio. But anyway, it's good to have you here today. This week, the Fed's meeting, another one of their two-day meetings. You know, what's interesting, Bob, is when you were on the Fed, when you were on the Fed FOMC, you guys only met for two-day meetings like twice a year. Now they're doing more of those. They seem to have less to do, but they seem to be meeting more. What do you think about that?
Well, they're just not as efficient as we were back in the day. Yeah, you got that right from memory, too. It was always February and July because those were right before the Humphrey Hawkins testimony.
Right.
But now, as you
but
say,
now,
they're
more
most often.
Now
most
more often.
Now more often, and they've introduced the press conferences once a quarter or once a something or another. And it's quite a bit different on what it announces to the public. I used to hear the announcement of what we did on TV in the airport on the way home. And before that, of course, you didn't even get an announcement. You just had to wait and see what they did.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The Fed used to be pretty, not secretive, but just pretty tight on the information. And now they seem to be blabbermouth about what they're doing, don't they? Comparatively
yeah.
speaking.
Comparatively speaking, that's right. And I'm not sure you're supposed to say, the more transparency, the better, but I have a little trouble with that.
Well, one of the ways I think it might be... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of the ways I think it might be better is if the stock market is as I think it is, beholden, the success of the stock market, I think, is beholden to the activity, the behavior of the Fed over the last 5 years, especially over the last 5 years. If nobody wants the stock market to crash, which I don't, for a lot of reasons, it seems to me that the more the market can, the markets can know what's going on, the more they can bake into their decisions, you know, what they know, and there won't be any surprises and any big reactions. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. However, when the Fed changes policy, having it announced immediately doesn't necessarily make it better for the markets, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
The markets might not go off on a wrong foot as much. Maybe that's the net good. But still, changes are changes.
Right. So, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen today?
Not much. I think that the guidance on interest rates in the future will be sufficiently vague after Ms. Yellen inadvertently put a number out there at her last press conference. I think there won't
Remind
be
us
any
about
changes.
That.
Well, she had said something in the press conference about after the taper is over, there'll be a considerable period before they'll probably change interest rates. And some woman asked her what a considerable period is. And being new to the game, she felt obligated to answer all questions. And she said,
right.
Oh, maybe about 6 months or so. And everybody just, that became the whole press conference right there.
That's when the gasp started. That's called a rookie mistake, isn't it, Bob?
I guess so. I was watching her do that, and I didn't really think of it as a mistake. But now they're expecting the taper to end around October.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Bob.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.